The driver was dressed in grey and making a rough hacking sound as he opened the crumpled door of the car and struggled his way out. He made the hacking sound again and then reached into a pocket of his suit and pulled out a white handkerchief.
"It's Mr. Poe!" Klaus cried.
It was Mr. Poe, coughing away as usual, and the children were so delighted to see him that they found themselves smiling, despite their horrible circumstances.
"Mr. Poe! Mr. Poe!"
Violet cried, reaching around Stefano's suitcase to open the passenger door. Stefano reached out an arm and grabbed her sore shoulder, turning his head slowly, so that each child saw his shiny eyes.
"This changes nothing," he hissed at them. "This is a bit of luck for you, but it is your last. The three of you will be back in this car with me, and heading toward Hazy Harbor in time to catch the Prospero, I promise you."
"We'll see about that,"
Violet replied, opening the door and sliding out from beneath the suitcase. Klaus opened his door and followed her, carrying Sunny.
"Mr. Poe! Mr. Poe!"
"Violet?"
Mr. Poe asked.
"Violet Baudelaire? Is that you?"
"Yes, Mr. Poe," Violet said. "It's all of us, and we're so grateful you ran into us like this."
"Well, I wouldn't say that," Mr. Poe said. "This was clearly the other driver's fault. You ran into me." "How dare you!"
Stefano shouted and got out of the car himself, wrinkling his nose at the smell of horseradish that filled the air. He stomped over to where Mr. Poe was standing, but halfway there, the children saw his face change from one of pure rage to one of brummagem confusion and sadness.
"I'm sorry," he said in a high, flattery voice. "This owl thing is my fault. I'm so distressed by what has happened that I wasn't paying any attention to the rules of the road. I hope you're not hurt, Mr. Poe."
"It's Poe," Mr. Poe said. "My name is Poe. I'm not hurt. Luckily, it looks like nobody was hurt. I wish that... I wish the same could be said for my car. But who are you, and what are you doing with the Baudelaire children?"
"I'll tell you who he is," Klaus said. "He's..."
"Please, Klaus,"
Mr. Poe admonished, a word which here means reprimanded Klaus, even though he was interrupting for a very good reason. "It is not polite to interrupt."
"My name is Stefano,"
Stefano said, shaking Mr. Poe's hand.
"I am... I mean, I was... Dr. Montgomery's assistant."
"What do you mean, was?" Mr. Poe asked sternly. "Were you fired?"
"No. Dr. Montgomery...
Oh, excuse me." Stefano turned away and pretended to dab at his eyes, as if he were too sad to continue. Facing away from Mr. Poe, he gave the orphans a big wink, before continuing,
"I'm sorry to tell you. There has been a horrible accident, Mr. Doe. Dr. Montgomery is dead."
"Poe," Mr. Poe said. "He's dead? That's terrible. What has happened?"
"I don't know," Stefano said. "It looks like a snake bite to me, but I don't know anything about snakes. And that's why I was going into town to get a doctor. The children seem too upset to be left alone."
"He's not taking us to get a doctor," Klaus shouted. "He's taking us to Peru."
"You see what I mean,"
Stefano said to Mr. Poe, patting Klaus's head.
"The children are obviously very distressed. Dr. Montgomery was going to take them to Peru today."
"Yes, I know," Mr. Poe said. "That's why I hurried over here this morning to finally bring them their luggage. Klaus, I know you're confused and upset over this accident, but please try to understand that if Dr. Montgomery is really dead, the expedition is cancelled."
"But Mr. Poe,"
Klaus said indignantly.
"Please," Mr. Poe said. "This is a matter for adults to discuss, Klaus. Clearly, a doctor needs to be called."
"Well, why don't you drive on up to the house," Stefano said, "and I'll take the children and find a doctor."
"Jose!"
Sunny shrieked, which probably meant something like, no way.
"Why don't we all go to the house," Mr. Poe said, "and call for a doctor?"